recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is the penultimate daf, Daf Lamed Gimel, brought to you by Chabot Yerushalayim. And we are holding, what we got up to yesterday, is the fourth line, V'lo manu shmitim v'yovalot. So we've been discussing the fact that from the onset of the Galut, which was when Tiglat Pileser basically had sent out first of the Aseret HaShvatim, even before Sancheret, into Galut, those that were living in Eivor HaYarden. At that point already, the Kedusha of Yovel was bottle, because only where you have L'chol Yoshvea, Karat Andro L'chol Yoshvea, there was no longer L'chol Yoshvea, and there was a bittle of Shemitah V'Yovel.
Rove,
there's a machlokas, whether it's Rove, or whether it's representatives of...
Rove, you still have stuff. If you take away
Eivor
HaYarden, you still have Rove within the land.
Well, first of all, it doesn't help for Rove to be in the land. It has to be in their Nachal on the land, as I said yesterday. If they're just living in the land, it doesn't help. Oh, no, I thought you meant Rove of the Shevet. No, it has to be each Shevet in its place, not Rove of the Toshav. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. It's true that they would be Rishonim explain it. It doesn't mean literally every last person, obviously. The Rove, survivors of that Shevet. Yeah. Some hold even they don't even need Rove. But in any event, the Gemara clearly said that until the time that Ezra came back, they had not been Mone Yovlot and Lamaisa. I mean, this is a very long time, because we're talking over years, centuries, because the beginning, the onset of this whole problem, it was many, many years before the Churban of the Bayit, and then there was another 70 years before the return of Ezra. So we're talking a long time here. And you're claiming that during that time there was no Shemitah and Yovel. So I've got a big problem, and that is as follows. We know that there is an entire profound story in Yirmiyahu, in which Yirmiyahu comes and he gives Musar to everybody who was there, and he tells them, we actually read this one in the Haftarot, and we say, you know, you didn't do it, you promised that you were going to send out Miket Sheva Shanim, Teshalchu Isha Tachiv HaIvri, Asher Yimacher Lecha, Ve'avot Hashesh Shanim, Ve'shilach Tochav Shimimach, Ve'lo Shemu Avotechem Elai, Ve'lo Yituat Oznam, and everybody listens to Yirmiyahu, and they make a brit that they're going to keep the dinim of Eved Ivri. Then Yirmiyahu comes back and he says, what's the matter with you guys? You didn't keep it. This is this week's parasha, basically. And after? Now, this is ridiculous, because he is saying this in the days of Tzidkiyahu. In the days of Tzidkiyahu, all the Aseret HaShvatim were long gone. Forget about B'nai Gad or B'nai Reuven. So this is like over a century later that he's talking about this. So now, does this make any sense? Vavinabu. Now, and it's worse than that. I mean, because you could say, well, you know, this is talking about, and maybe it's just talking about keeping the din of Sheish. Forget about the issue that Eved Ivri Bichlal isn't knowing. Okay, but it doesn't. It says we take Sheva Shani. Now, does that make sense? At the end of 7 years, there's no din at the end of 7 years, ever, in the din of Eved Ivri. You work for six, and he's free. Where in the world is there a din of seven? The pasuk doesn't make sense. So we asked on the pasuk, Vavinamu, what do you mean, Miket Sheva Shanim? The Torah says that it's Sheish Shanim, and you yourself say, Vavatcha Sheish Shanim, later in the same pasuk. So how do you explain the fact that you say the end of seven? The Omer Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Nachman Bar Yitzchak pointed out that basically Yirmiyahu has been meramish to two different din, the din of a nimka and the din of a nirtza. The din of the nimkar is that he works for 6 years. If he comes along and he says ahavti et adoni and everything else we have in this week's parsha in Mishpatim, so then we go ahead v'ratzav another tazob amartzeya v'yavado le'olam. What is le'olam? Until Yovel. So what Yirmiyahu here is being meramis to is that it's possible for him to work more than six. Maybe he'll work seva. How is that? The 8th year is Yovel. Whatever, and it could have been 8, 9, 10, whatever it is. But in other words, I want to give you one example so that you'll understand that I'm talking about a dual level brit. A brit of 6 years and a brit of whatever it takes. 7, 8, 9, 40, whatever it is until you. There was no Yovel. So the pasuk makes absolutely no sense in the context of what we said yesterday. How do you explain this? It answers the Gemara. When it means Shesh L'Nimkar and Sheva L'Nirtza, that's true, but that's only B'Tolcha Chaktiv. He's just being Bochiyak then, and he's telling them, all of the years when you were Zeicha to have Yovel, did you keep the Dinim of the 6 years or not? You didn't. You bums. So that's all it's talking about. That it's, did you at the time? Komer Navi HaShalachten, did you keep the mitzvahs of Hashem? This is part of your history, but I'm not telling you something that is current. What do you mean it's not current? The Achdiv, it says, Vayishmu kol asarim, v'chol ha'am, asher bo bevrit, v'shalach ish et avdo, v'ish et shifchato, vayishmu, v'yishalechu. What are you telling me? It's all contemporary. They were responding to his words. This is 100 years after there were no longer the Aseret HaShvatim that were living, all of them at least, from the time of Tiglat Pileser. So now can you explain to me how this could be? Therefore, we're forced to conclude, El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the fact is that, as I'm going to prove to you, Yirmiyo Hichziran, V'yoshio Ben Amon Malach Aleihem. Actually, Yirmiyo was sent to bring back the survivors of the Aseret HaShvatim, and we're going to see that Yoshiyahu actually was king over the Aseret HaShvatim, not only king over Yehuda. Let's take a look how we know this. First of all, it's clear that they were back. Back we see from Yechezkel. Minolan da'adur dechtim. Ki ha-mocher el ha-minkar lo yashuv. Yechezkel is warning everybody at the time of Tzidkiyahu, listen, here you should know you're going to be going into Galut, and there's not going to be any Yovel. Things that are sold are never going to be brought back again. Does this make any sense? The Yovel has been bought till now for God knows how many years. It's amazing anybody remembers it. And the Navi is saying, oi, a great tragedy is about to befall us. Hanavi mitnabe alav shiibatel. You should know we're not going to have Yovel. Oi, bavoi. So who remembers Yovel? What, Yovel? Elam elam, it must be that, in fact, there was a Yovel. And that can only be explained if we had all Aseret HaShvatim. It must be that Yirmiyahu, who was the one that brought this entire Brit into being, that is predicated on there being a Yovel, with Eved Ivri and so on, that he himself had brought them back. So elam elam, shechziran Yirmiyahu. Now, how do we know? When we came to the conclusion that he made Yoshiyahu king, how do we know about that, that Yoshiyahu was the melech over not only Yehuda but the Aseret HaShvatim? Dichtiv, because we find the most astonishing story in which Yoshiyahu says in Beit El, he says, what is this kever that I see over here? Tzion on a kever. Now this is after he had collected opened up the kforim of all of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the priests who had been Ovdei the Egel, and burned their remains on the Mizbeach. Which, of course, was the Nevuah when Edo had come and had arrested the hands of Yerovam. He said, the day is going to come when bones of people are going to be burned on this Mizbeach, you idiot. And in the end, when he was attacked by the lion because he didn't listen, so at the end, he was buried there, and they made it Tzion to remember that this is going to happen centuries and centuries later, after Yerovam. Sure enough, Yoshio comes, and he does this, and then he says, and what is this kever over here? And so the people in Beit El said to him, oh, That's the kever of an Ish Elohim that originally had come here from Yehuda, and he said about this Mizbeach exactly what you just did. And he was Vayikra at Advarim al Mizbeach Beit El. He said that's what's going to happen. Now, what in the world is Yoshio doing in Beit El? Beit El is in the area of the Aseret HaShvatim. He doesn't belong there, Bechlal. Must be that when Yirmiyo was Magzir, the Aseret HaShvatim, Elakishichziran Yirmiyo, Yoshio Malach Aleyah. So he extended Malchut Yehuda to include all of the population in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And that population included the Aseret HaShvatim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, it's a Beferish Apostle. You can see it, Mihocha, because Hosea says that Gam Yehuda Shat Katsir Lach Beshuvish Futami. When I bring back my people, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehuda will make a Katsin. Katsir is, can also be read as Katsin, like the Nebuchadnezzar is Nebuchadrezzar. So Resh Nun. So there's going to be a Katsin from Yehuda over the Shvatim that I'm going to bring back, Beshuvi Shvutami. When did that happen? The only time that could have happened is where you have the Aseret HaShvatim before the Churban. So that explains how there was a Brit at the time of Yoshiyahu, how there could have been a Brit already to be Sholeach Avadim that Yirmiyahu is giving everybody Musa for.
Dr. Hedeka Mishnah.
Batei HaChatzerim Notrim lam koach yafe shebabatei orechoma v'koach yafa shebesadot nigalim miyad v'chol shnei masar chodesh kevatim. We've been discussing what the din is of a sada and what the din is of a steachuza, what the din is for their mechira and what the din is for their hegdesh. We've been discussing the din of batei orechoma, what the din is of their mechira and what the din is of their hegdesh. We've been discussing the difference between the Leviim who are Ga'elim La'ilam and Yisrael, who has specific halachas of only being able to be Ga'el Batei Arechema for 12 months and nothing beyond. But we've never discussed what the halacha is about a home that's not in a Nir Choma. When we say not in a Nir Choma, we don't mean literally not in a Nir Choma. Actually, his home could be very much in a Nir Choma, but not the kind of Yir Choma that is defined as the Orei Choma with the Kiddush of Orei Choma, which means that the wall was with all kinds of dinu. The wall had to be built first, and it had to be from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. And it has to have a minimum number of Katzerot and a minimum number of Batim. In other words, but anything that isn't that, for all intents and purposes, is a house being sold in the suburbs. Now, we never said what the din is of a house being sold in the suburbs. We know what the din is of a field being sold in the suburbs. There's a minimum of shnei tvuot. We're certainly not going to say a house is a minimum of shnei tvuot. There's no tvuot in a house. So what's the din? We have no idea what the din is. Is it, can you be gayel? Are you a gayel bigiron kesev? Or do you have to buy it back at market value? Does it go back in yovel? Or does it end up in cholot? What would be the halach if you're magdish or buy it bebatei? A whole beautiful new area that we've never discussed before. Comes along our Mishnah to explain that remarkably, the din of Batei Chatzerim is a combination of the best of both worlds. You get the best of the kochot that you would have had in Batei Arechoma, and the best of the kochot that you would have had in the Sadeh. So if we would have compared it to a Sadeh, we would have had to sell it for a minimum of 2 years. If we compare it to Batei Arechoma, I could start being goyel it right away. Well, that's the din. Nigalim miyad, you can be goyel it right away, and you can be goyel at the next 12 months, and there's no problem. After that first year, of course, if we were only going to compare it to Batei Arechoma, it'd be overs. But here we're talking about Batei HaChatzerim. It's never overs. You can continue to be goyel it, and if you're not goyel it, it's going to be Yotzi B'Yovel, like a Steachuza. And if you want to be goyel it after the first year, then you prorate it, just as if it would be a Sada. So in other words, it has every advantage and none of the disadvantages. All three advantages, Gula Miyad, Gula Le'olam, and Bigiron Kesef, and Yitzhiya B'Yoyla. Imagine that. Tana Rabbana. So where do we see this?
For the owner.
What? For the owner. All advantages for the owner. Tana Rabbana. Torah comes to teach us the dinim of batei chatzirim in a special parsha. Ubatei chatzirim asher ein lehem chomas aviv, which of course is rather redundant. If it's batei chatzirim by definition, ein lehem chomas aviv, we're going to have to figure out what that means. Al sedei haaretz yechashev. That is the same as a sada that's out there in the middle of nowhere. Geula tielo ubayovel yotzei. So that pasuk is saying there's geula, there's the dinim of steachusa, there's yitzia biyov, and we're going to analyze each and every one of these in yonim of the pasuk. So first of all, the simple meaning is al steaharet yechashev means that the Torah is comparing a bayit in the bateach hatzirim as a steachusa. Just like a steachusa is yotze biyovel, if the owner is in goyelet. And if the owner wants to be goyelet, he gets to prorate the original sale. Bigiron keser, nas pateach hatzirim, yotzim biyovel, ubigiron keser. Now the problem is, however, that if the Torah is comparing it to a soda, then there's a minimal 2 year sale. Because in the soda it says bimispar shnei tevuot. So you might think, imasta yachuza ene degele bepachot b'shtei shanim, af pateach hatzirim, ene negele bepachot b'shtei shanim. You should need, therefore, to have a minimum. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk continues to say that actually, the bateach hatzirim, gula tielo. What does that add? I know gula tielo, steachuza is gula. Ah, no. Gula tielo means biyad. That's the point. Don't limit it the way you would limit a sada. So now I might think, if you're giving the guy the best of both worlds, natatlam koach yafesh et sadot, that you have giron keser, and you have gula liyolam, and you're giving them the koach yafesh b'batim, that you're goyling miyad. So maybe it shouldn't go out the yoyfo. We give him every opportunity to get it back. If he didn't get it back, maybe it should be nechwa in yoyfo. That's a rather strange havamina. We're going to see why we would think that. Talmud Omar, that's why the pasuk has to add, Ubayovel Yetzei, make no mistake. And it's the Gemara, my Kamra, what kind of weird, that's a weird havamina. If the Torah is giving him every advantage, so therefore what, we should take away the din of Yevol? Where would we get such a crazy thing from? My Kamra. Omar Avuna, of course, doesn't mean what it sounds like it's saying. That is absolutely the opposite. What it's really talking about is like this. Where does the Torah tell us what the din is if somebody is magdish, a bayit, as a batei chatzirim? We know what the din is of a magdish steachusa. We know what the din is of a magdish bayit bebatei arechoma. But we do not know what the din is about yovel. So that's the issue. Somebody is magdish a bayit bebatei chatzirim. What happened is somebody else was bailed. And now comes along Yovel. Okay, now here's why I'm confused. And that Yovel comes in the second year, okay? And I'll show you why I'm thinking this. Because now I think to myself, look, on the one hand, the Torah compared it to a steachusa. On the other hand, it compared it to a bayit. So what would I compare it to in this circumstance, where it was hugdash? L'may midamitamay. Think to yourself what it is, what din do you want to give to this halacha? So a guy buys it from the gizbar. A year after he buys it from the gizbar, yovel comes. Now, if I'm going to compare this to batei arechoma, okay, what would be the halacha in such a case? If I compare it to batei arechoma, then ichlit leila lokeach. Remember, we were medayin that lakone oto means lakoneoto even from Hekdesh. So someone who buys from a gizbar and nobody buys it back from him in the first year, he gets to keep it. Because it says la lokeach. It is lokeach min a gizbar. Doesn't say has to be lokeach from the original Bali. Memel, if you want to compare this bayit bebateach hatzirim, in the second year of the kinyan of this third party from the gizbar, after you were magdish bateach hatzirim, I ought to say, well, too bad for the original owner. Now it belongs to the third party who was Gael from the gizbar. If you want to compare it to steachusa, because after all, the Torah is makishit to steachusa. Ilu steachusa midamitale. What's the din was the Achuza, where somebody else was Kena, and now comes on Yevon, goes out to the Kohanim. But it certainly doesn't go out to the original owner. So then it should be the Kohanim Nafka. Comes along the Torah to say neither of the above. And therefore you need to know that the halakha is beYovel Yetzei, and it's not either of them. It doesn't become Muchlat, it goes out in Yovel, and it's given the Keach, it is Yofa Shebesadot. That's what it's coming to teach me, Bedavka. So if it had been Pogea B'Shana Rishana, there wouldn't even be a Chiddush, beYovel Yetzei. Because once you compare it to Batei Rechoma, B'Shana Rishana wouldn't have been Muchlat, and would have gone back. But B'Shana Shniyah now becomes a Chiddush. Because I can't learn it out from Batei Arichayma. Matki Flor of Zeira. What did you do just now? You set up a case where somebody else was Goyalit. Why do we need a case where somebody else was Goyalit that I would say Lekanim Nafka? The din is that even if no one else had been Goyalit, the din would be that it would be Yotze Lekanim, no? What's the halacha in a case where you were, if you're saying, if I would have compared it to a steachuza, what's the din of a steachuza? Unless you're going dafka like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but everybody holds a steachuza. You were magdish, you weren't goyel. Forget about whether somebody else was goyel. You weren't goyel, it would be yetzel kayani. You should say, therefore I need to know that it's not yetzel kayani, it goes back to you. Omale Abaya, because I got news for you. Remarkably, in that case, it would not go out to you. You know why? You'd have to pay. Because we have a din shelo yomru hegdish yotzei belo pidyon. We don't allow, if somebody else went in and bought it from hegdish. So it was paid for. Now if it's going to be yotzei miyodai to the original baalim, fine, that's fine. But to say that if he gave a bayit batei achatzirim, to Hegdash, and it was never paid for, that it is simply Yotzei Rishus Hegdash into your Rishus, there is never such a case where something is Yotzei from Hegdash into your Rishus, unless you didn't have the right to give it to Hegdash in the first place. Obviously, if it's a state memker, so then it wasn't yours to give to Hegdash. But where this, we're talking about a Nachala, except it's in a city that's not the Arev, but the Arikom of the Levian. Fine. So then the din would be that you'd have to pay for it in Yovel. How do we know that? How do we know such a thing? We know it binolon mi ben Levi. We know it because we know that a Levi, where the Torah gives the Levi far more ba'alut than it gives to Yisrael. A Levi was yofa kecha b'mim karo. That Levi can be goyal asoda immediately. There's no din in him of 2 years and so on. Where does a Levi get asoda, remember, from the Migrash Orihem? So every Levi's city, all of the 48 cities that were given to Levi, are surrounded halakhically by a mandated park area, which is called Migrash, for a full kilometer outside of the wall. No planting is allowed in that area. It cannot be used for agriculture. Then there's another kilometer past there, according to Rambam, another 2 kilometers, past there, which are entirely agricultural lands that belong to the Levi. So Levium owned Sodai Sinarit Yisrael. He nachalatam, that's the equivalent of their achuza.
Do
we divide it up? So now if a Ben Levi was Meicha, he gets to buy it back whenever he wants. If he's Magdish, he gets, buys it back wherever he wants, and so on.
Doesn't have to wait 2 years.
But nonetheless, we're going to see that Hurak Ochobeg they show. He's going to have to pay to get it back from Magdish. He doesn't get it back for free. Wait a moment and we'll see that. So a Yisrael, where when he sells, he's got to wait this minimum amount of time. So Kol Shekein, it's going to be Hurakocho Beg Deshon. Now how do we know that by Ben Levi he has to pay? V'hataminala, Detanya. It says in the Pasuk like this, V'asher yig'al min halaviyim, v'yatsa mimkar bayit, v'irachuzato, Bayovel. So that means Yatsa, if somebody went ahead and he's been Goel Minalavim, it's Yotze. Minkar is Yotze. Shomeani, that means that what? That even Avadav, Mitaltalav, Vishtarav, that's what you think? That you buy bonds from a levy. So now it's going to be yotze the mimkar biyovel, anything at all? No. Therefore, the Torah makes it very clear. Ashu yigal ben min alavi, mimkar bayit v'irachuzato, and only that, that will be yotze biyovel. Now, I ask you the meaning of this word. Mata b'lomar mimkar. So why does it say? The v'yatsa mimkaro. Just say straight out. V'yatsa bayit v'irachuzato. Right? You don't need the mimkar. That mimkar is very confusing because the yatsa mimkar sounds like whatever he sold, even if it's metaltali. And there is no such halacha of yitzia metaltali. So what does mimkar mean? Oh, mimkar stresses. Only what a levy sold goes out in Yovel for free. But what a levy was magdish does not go out for free. Vein hegdesh yotzei bechinam. It's true that Hegdesh doesn't keep it and tell the levy, sorry, but we're keeping it. But still, the levy's going to have to pay Hegdesh to get it back. So, if that's true about a levy, Kol Shekein, that's true about a Yisrael. Therefore, Ravuna wanted to be careful to say, and somebody else bought it. Therefore, if somebody else bought it, it'll go back to the original owner of the home in Bat Yachad Tzirin. But if nobody bought it, he's going to have to pay Hegdesh for it. Good. Now, this entire approach that we had of Ravuna is completely wrong, Aliba de Rav Hoshaya. Because Rav Hoshaya says, HaKol Hayu Bichlal. You know, the Torah talks about what the din is of somebody who is Goyal from Hegdesh. So it says over there, Ve'im Yigo'o Yigalat HaSadeh, Ve'kamlo. Ve'kamlo means whoever pays Hegdesh for something. V'natana kesef v'kamla. So he gives this kesef and he gets to keep it. Now that is telling you, once somebody has paid it from Hegdesh, he never has to worry about it being taken away from him in Yovel. That's what it says. Now, the one place where the Torah makes it clear that that isn't true is by Stei Achuzah. Kishaparat l'cha katuv b'Stei Achuzah. V'haya asadeh b'tzeito b'yovel kodesh la'ashem asadeh. Only the sadeh is yotze from a buyer. Nothing else will be yotze from a buyer. So if somebody buys a house that somebody was magdish in Batei HaKatzirim from Yovel, he will never lose it. Only a Stei Achuzah could be lost to a buyer. But a buyer of a house will not be lost. So first of all, that's the exact opposite of what Ravuna said. Ravuna said that Dafka V'yatza B'Yovel is coming to tell me that even if there was a buyer from Hegdesh, it leaves the buyer's reshus and goes back to the original Magdish. And that's the whole meaning of the V'yatza B'Yovel. Tanya's Rav Hoshaya, there's no such thing. It's not true. Only Stei Achuzah is Yotze. Soda, who the Barak Levanafka Lekani? A soda is the only thing that a person could have paid a pidyon for that then subsequently will go out to Kohanim. But anything else? Hanachide kaime kaime. So then how does Rav Hoshaya actually learn? I mean, he disagrees that the case even could be. So what does he do with the pasuk of V'yatza B'Yovel? We said that's not necessary. Why would I think it wouldn't be V'yatza B'Yovel? If the Torah compares it to Stei Achuzah and to Batei Ori Chayma, why wouldn't it be V'yatza B'Yovel? Omer of Papa, I'll tell you. The case that it's needed, Aliba de Rav Hoshaya, is where a guy sold a house of Batei HaKatzirim, not Magdish a house. In that he disagrees. He sold a house in Batei HaKatzirim. Now, Yovel occurs in the second year of the sale. So we say to ourselves, okay, it has the Keach Yofa Shebesodeh, it has the Keach Yofa of Batei Orichayim. Fine. What are we going to compare it to? If we compare it to Batei Orichayim, it's a disaster. Because in the second year already, then it's kept by the buyer. So that's not what we're going to do. It's after the lokeach. But the only alternative is to compare it to a Stei Achuzah. The problem is, someone who sold a Stei Achuzah a year before the Yovel has to be mashlim, another year of use, after the Yovel. So then, normally when you sell, we say the comparison to Batei Orichayma means that there's no din of Shnei Tfua by Batei Orichatzeri. But in this case, we don't dare compare it to Batei Orichayma, because then it will be Mukhlat. So now we're left with a comparison to, a raw comparison to Stei Achuzah. If there's a raw comparison to stay out, because so that's weird. So we sold a house and we have to leave it for Shnei Tvuos. Meaning, so we're going to have to let the guy live in the house a year after Yovel before we get it back. Do we? Therefore comes along the Torah to say, Loch Yitzchuk Ubayova Yetze, make no mistake, there's no din of Ashlama. That's how it works out a little bit of Rav Hoshaya. Now, Lamaisa, you should know that a Braita says Beferish that Ravuna is right, and that actually it's a din of Yetzia from a girl that had bought from a Gizbar, bought the Orech Hatzerim that someone had been Magdish, and it's a Tiyuf to Rav Hoshaya. Because listen to this Braita. And here's the killer. He gia yova velonigal from the original owner from him. There goes Rav Hoshaya. So this is exactly the dinner of Ravuna. The Beyova Yetse is Gufa Kamikatomi tremendous chiddush that there are more than one case. It's not only Steachusa. That is a violation of the Kamlo, but so is the din of Bayit Babatei HaKatsiri. Now I'll bet you thought when we said Babatei HaKatsiri that we're talking about the suburbs. But that isn't true. Elohim Babatei HaKatsiri, you want to know what we would call Babatei HaKatsiri? A city, Mukefet Choma Yoshua Bin Nun, except it only has two Chatzirot in it. So it has two chatzirot with two batim, no? Instead of the minimal three that we had from... And it's mukefet chomam yimot Yeshua ben Nun. It's still batei chatzirim. This is a technical definition, not a visual definition. So it may be a well-protected by... In a city surrounded by a wall, but it doesn't qualify for the dinim of batei arichema. It immediately falls to the default position of batei chatzirim. There's nothing in between. Either you're a Batei Arichema or you're a Batei Chatzirim. I don't care what the city looks like to you. I care what it's defined by the halach.
Because there's only two houses.
Because there's only two Chatzirot.
Of two houses.
Yeah.
If there was one more, then it would already be okay.
Right, and it would be okay. Tana Rabbana, Mimashma Shneimar. Take a look at the words of the pasuk. First of all, it says Batei, okay? Secondly, it says Chatzirim, okay? And then it adds, for no reason, She'en Lehem Choma. All right, Asher Ein Lehem Choma. Well, obviously, Ein Lehem Choma. Isn't that the point of Batei HaChatzirim? When you just contrasted it to a city that does have a Choma. I mean, how much do you have to talk out? We're not talking to two-year-olds here. So what does it have to say? Bata Mudomar Asher Ein Lehem Choma. That teaches me Afa B'Shiyesh Lehem Choma. In other words, Asher Ein Lehem Choma means that does not qualify for being called a Choma. I don't care if it has a wall there. And it's Kamisha in Lehem Choma. As far as I'm concerned, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't have a wall. And what would be that? The Kama Batim. When you say Batei, what is Batim? The minimum? Two. What's the minimum of Chatzirot? Two. So that means if you have Shtei Chatzirot, of Shtei Batim, it doesn't have a wall. That's good for what the Pasuk is coming to tell me. Wait, maybe it means a Bayit and a Chatzir. In other words, you're saying batim. Yes, there's. If you have, in fact, a bayit in one chatzir, and it should say, and a bayit in another chatzir. So we have chatzirim, and we have batim. Because each chatzir included a bayit. How do we know that it's batim per chatzir? Maybe, in fact, if you have two batim, then it would be okay. But it's only because you have a total among the whole city of two batim with shtei chatzirot. You're telling me, no, even if it has two batim with shtei chatzirot, it's still not good. Why not? How do you know how to read it that way? Well, because if you only need one house in a chatzir, then chatzirim includes one house in a chatzir. Right? So then we know that there were two houses, because there are two chatzirim.
Isn't the definition of a chatzir more than one
body? No.
What's a chatzir?
It's a house that has an attached yard. The chit, amen. Maybe you'll try to tell me that if it would have just a chatzirim, I would have thought it's just a yard. Right? So it has to say chatzirim. No. A chatzir, you're going to tell me a chatzir is also, even without a bayit, that's not true. A chatzir means an area surrounding a house. If it's an area that is just a space to play or to guard, that's called a karfif. That's not called a chatzar. A hu karfif ikri. So, Mamela, if all the Torah Kedusha wanted to teach us is that you need more than one home per chatzar and two chatzarot, it wouldn't have needed to say batei chatzarim. If it has batei chatzarim, it means two homes in each chatzar is still not enough to be called an ir choma. Yisrael, sheyarash et avi imo levi. How about if the property was a property in a ir choma of a levi, and a Yisrael was the grandson of that levi, but not a levi himself, because his mother was the one that was yoreshet. He is now the owner of that house. Is he a Levi? In other words, is the din of Geulat HaLeviyim said about Orei HaLeviyim, whoever owns it? So if someone is Yorish, and he's Yorish, that's chut of being Geul HaOlam and so on. Or do you really need to be a Levi in order to have this chus of HaKayanim HaLeviyim, Geulat Olam Tiyelahim? That's the question that the Mishnah is raising. Now the Mishnah, as it is stated here, is clearly nonsense, because it contradicts itself within one line. So it says, Enogo el keseder hazeh. He is not limited to all of the above Mishnayot, meaning that he has a din of a levi, right? In other words, he doesn't have to worry about 1 year and about its being nechlat and the whole business. And the same thing would be true about a levi who inherits his grandfather was a Yisrael. He is also not go el keseder hazeh. So, mashma, that you can either be a Levi, or you can be the owner of a Beit HaLeviyim, and you get to do whatever you want. And what's our raya? Now the Mishnah contradicts itself totally. His raya is, ki batei arei HaLeviyim hi achuzatam, meaning you have to be a Levi, and the property has to be a Levi. What? You said the opposite. Okay, so the Gemara is going to change the girsa. In the opening part of the Mishnah to read, Eino goel ela keseder hazeh. You'd think you get away with murder, but you're stuck with this whole just limited like a Yisrael activity. So you need to be talking about both the property as a property that is called Levi, and the individual who's dealing with the property has to be a Levi. So says Rebbe. The Chachamim say, not true. Ein advarim halalo. This issue of Gulat Olam is a reference only to the property. Orei HaLeviyim. You do not have to be a Levi. So therefore, you're partially right and partially wrong. A Levi who has inherited a Yisrael's property, and it's not in the Orei HaLeviyim, is not Goel Yolam. But a Yisrael who is handling a property of a Levi Beirusha is Goel Yolam, because the Torah makes it dependent entirely in Orei HaLeviyim. If it's Orei HaLeviyim, the above dinim do not apply. If it's even with a Choma, the above dinim do apply. And that's how we pass it. So, in fact, the opening of the Mishnah is partially true. But only partially. Only the part about the Yisrael that was Yorish, not the part about the Levi that was Yorish. So basically we have three possibilities that this Mishnah opens. That either a Levi or the Rishus of a Levi works, or both a Levi and the Rishus of a Levi, only together does that work to give Gulat Olam, or only the Rishus of a Levi, it makes no difference Levi or not Levi, but the Rishus of a Levi and only the Rishus of a Levi works, not being a Levi. Okay. Says the Gemara, now let me get this straight, because I really am confused by this Mishnah. Yisrael sheyarash avi imo levi, eino goel keseder hazeh. Okay, so he's not goel with all the limitations. So how is he goel? Well, come on, like a ben levi, that's what you're saying. He gets all the advantages, right? And then you say, but no, he gets no advantages, because he has to both be a levi and be an ir halevi. So you contradicted yourself. Ema, you're right, change the gears. When it says eino goel, it means eino goel ela keseder hazeh. So, because you need to be both a Levi and a Orei HaLeviyim. That's the pshat. So now everything holds together. Divrei Rebbe. But how would we know that? Bishlama Orei HaLeviyim. I understand you have to be handling a proper of a property of Levim, dichtiv ki batei arei halevim. So it's defining the schus of the houses that are the achuzatam betov bnei Israel, that that's li'olam is a din in arei halevim. But what makes you say that he actually has to be a Levi? El a Levi min alam. Dichtiv, that's because it says, v'asher yigal min halevim. Betanya, the bride explains, asher yigal min halevim. See, you might think that the halach would be like this. A Levi who's going to be Gael from Israel, who bought a property in a Arei Halevim, he is allowed to be Gael Le'olam. But a Levi, and that you know why? Because look, Zeyafeh Kocho, Vezehu Rakocho. I mean, that's the whole point. The Torah gave the extra rights to the Levi to be Gael Le'olam. And a Yisrael is very limited. He only has 12 months rights in Batei Arei Archonah. But a Levi who's going to sell to another Levi and now wants to buy back from that other Levi, how do you know that the Torah gives a Levi rights of Geulat Olam even to another Levi? I mean, over there, where Shezeya Fekocho, Vezeya Fekocho, maybe lo. In that case, maybe you don't have the rights. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, it adds, Asher Yigal, Min HaLeviim, even a Levi who's been going back a Sada from another Levi has the right to be Gael Le'olam. Furthermore, what does min ha-Leviim mean instead of mi ha-Leviim? Only some of Leviim have this right. V'lo kol ha-Leviim. Who doesn't have this right? A ben Levi who is a mamzer, or who is a natin, meaning with a father Levi married a psul. So then the goes according to the psul. It doesn't go according to the father. V'chachamim amrim, ein dvarim alalo amurim, there is no din of his being a Levi. You've extended yourself too far. Min ha-Leviim. It's only a din in the property being ba'arei ha-Leviim. But ach ye'e Levi himself, that lo amrina. V'lo manush mitin li'ovalot, v'achtiv miket sheva shanim t'shalchu yishet achiv ha-Ivri, asher yimocher lecha, v'avinan bahu. What? How is there such a thing? What do you mean, Miket Sheva Shanim? It says, Vavot Chashesh Shanim. Yirmiyahu himself in that same pasuk says, Vavot Chashesh Shanim. The owner of Nagaba Yitzchak, that's got to mean Sheish in terms of the standard Nimkar. And if he was near Tzad, didn't want to go out to Sheish, it's possible he would work for Sheva. It's possible he would work for 40. But we're just giving an example, meaning that if Yoival was Pogea, then it would be that he worked for 7 years. Okay, so, but that doesn't show that it actually happened. The Navi is saying to them, once upon a time when you accepted on yourselves to do this, did you do it? Hashalachta? Ah, come off it, man. It says, Vayishma'u, Vayishalchu. Now, obviously, Yovel was active. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, look, it's got to be Yerbi Yoyah Ziran and Yoshio ben Amon Malach Aleyam. How do I know Minolan the Hodur? It's clear from Yecheskel. I mean, here he is at the time of Tzidkio, and he's saying, Oy vey, there's not going to be any Yoyval. Hamimkar, Mocher Hamimkar lo Yashuv. I mean, this is crazy. Efshir Yoyval's been bought for a century, and the Navi is backlocking over here. Navi mit Navi Avshid Patel. People must have looked at him like this crazy. Ella clearly Melamichik Ziran Yirmiyahu. What gives you the idea that Yoshio was the Melech? Dichtiv. Vayomer Mahatziyun Alazar Shaniro. This after he burns all of the bones of the Nevi'a Yeshaker and the Ovdeya Ega. Vayomru Alav Anshei Ha'ir. Oh! That is the Kever Ish Elohim Asher Bam Yehuda, and he prophesies at that time, Vayikrat HaDvarim Al HaMizbeach Beit El, the very things that you just did. Now this is referring to the story of Yoshio, when Yoshio went around all of Eretz Yisrael, and he was burning up any Avodas Kechavim. So now, what did he do in Beit El? Ella must be, Yechziran Yirmiyahu, and then Yoshio extended Malchut Yehuda over Malchut Yisrael. Good Nachba Yitzchak Amar Miyocha. Gam Yehuda Shat Katsir. And Katsir is also a lotion of Katsin. Lach. Beshuvi shavut amis. It must be that there was a malchut over shuvi shavut ami. This is the only period where we see that that must happen. Boteachatziri. Notnimlam kor yafeh shavabate arichayma. Vekor yafeh shavisadot. So they're nigalim miyad. And they're nigalim kol shlebas achodesh like the batim. But they're also yotze b'yoyvel, or you could be paid to them before by a prorated process, like steyach huzah. Tana Rabban, al steyaretz yechashev, so this means, hikisho hakatuv l'steyach huzah. Just like steyach huzah is yotze b'yoyvel b'giron kesev, af b'teyach atzerim is yotze b'yoyvel b'giron kesev. Ayotayna steyach huzah inin digelet b'pachot b'shtey shanim, af b'teyach atzerim inin digalim b'pachot b'shtey shanim, Talmud Lomar Gulat Yelo Miyad. So Hov and Atatalem Kor Yafesh Besadot, Kor Yafesh Bebatim, Yocholo Yetzuvi Avel, Talmud Lomar Bovel Yetzeon. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. We're holding on that one, the Gimel Amud Aleph. And the question that we had asked yesterday was, why does it say here in the Braisa that when there was a Knesset, this man, Ezra and Nehemiah, that they were Meina Shemitim and Yovles? The Chara Yovel is only Nohug, this man, the Kol Yisrael now. And here they didn't have Kol Yisrael now. So the last thing that we answered was that at least if you hold that the Shnas Chamishim is not part of the minion of the Arboim V'Tesha, that is, if you don't hold Rabbi Yehuda, so then you can explain that the din of minion Yevleis is only in terms of the Kiddush of Shemitah. That in order to keep the Shemitim straight, they were made a Yovel the 50th year, but doesn't mean that they gave it a din of Yovel in terms of Yetziah and so on and so forth. I'll leave the Rav Yehuda, we wouldn't be able to say that. Okay. I just want to mention that there's a whole other issue over here, which is, according to the Rambam, that there is no, the Kiddush of Shemitah and Yovel are interrelated. In other words, that there's no din of the Kiddush of Shemitah unless there's a din of Kiddush of Yovel, which means that if Shemitah was Zman Hazeh, would only be Drabonon even if they were being Meina Yovel, in the Tzara of Shemitah. Right. Okay, but it's not the Pashas of this Sugya, but from many other places, that's where it's Mashmah. Right. I mean, there seems to be various Shitas. I mean, that you have a din of Shemitah, but Bishayin Yovel. But he learns that's a gufa machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbon, and that's how the Rambam passes. That the two are Betzim in interrelated. The basis of this is Zedzvar HaShemitah Shmot, the famous drush, the Pishtei Shemitah Sakos Bedav. So you have one of Shemitah Yovel and one of Shemitah Shmiyas. In which case, the Torah has made them into dependents. If you don't have the real din of Yovel, you shouldn't have the real din of Shemitah either.
So people say, like, 10 years is going to be the majority of Jews in Israel. Some period
coming up. Well, this is also Shiva, whether necessarily it means majority. It's also not a question. Wait. You're going to get up again to bring water to the table. You already stand. At least we want to be chayzik for getting up again. There's plastic cups.
Now we've been using plastic cups.
That's not good enough. Right? Yes, there's another very, very interesting point, which is that Tosfos Tainis before, 2 days ago, but it goes on to the daf, to yesterday's daf, that even though it wasn't Kol Yisrael that were Chazru, Tosfos Tainis is that it could be that since, thank you so much, that since Mikol Shevet V'Shevet Chazru Miktsosam, not even Reuven. That's considered to be Koyer Shver Aleha. Yeah. In other words, that maybe Manu Yoglos over here, where they were money Yoglos, even though they weren't Chazer Kula.
Representatives from each
Sheva.
They don't even need any kind of majority.
Yeah, Mitzos's problem is, what in the world is the Mishnah talking about? The Takona of Hillel. If Hillel needed to make a Takona, that meant that in his generation, they were keeping the dinim of Batei Arei Chayma. Otherwise, what was the Takona for? But what were they keeping the dinim of Batei Arei Chayma? That's dependent in Hilchos Yeriva. I thought we said that there's no Yerivah of Koyer Shver Aleha. And here they're just saying that it's Vayner and Yerivah of the Kaddish Mikin, but not that there's a real din. I mean, there's something strange. So that's what he wants to tie in. This is what I was saying yesterday. We'll talk about the Gabi Barnea. The idea of giving each Shevet its place, or it'll be Le Ezra, that they were Miyachis, the Shvatim Vatka. The central work of Ezra's life in terms of Yisroel with the definition. I mean, that's the Asar Yuchzit. He was Miyachis Yisroel, which is exactly what was done before Kedis of Aretz in the Midbar. Everything was in terms of the Yichlisim. That was the Yud and the Hay, that was Tivayt and Mishpokat Yisroel, that everybody should know their Yichlis and their Mokam. That's what's stressing in the daf we had yesterday. That you can't have Murav in Shevet Binyamin B'Yehuda V'Shevet Yehuda B'Yamin. It can't be Murav, but that's exactly what you have. Svivais HaMishkan in the Makana, in the Midbar, nothing could be Murav. Everything needed to be the Mekhaime. But what this is timing is that once your Miyachis is wrong, that's how we could say, okay, there's people here, they're all over, there, you know, but between all of us, there must be some blood from Reuven and some blood from Shimon. No, that's not the point. We need representation of pure Reuven, representation of pure Shimon, and so on. And that's the chart that you have Koyer Shver Aleha, but it doesn't need to even have Rov Yer Shver Aleha.
It's not the same as what we saw in Koyer, it's the
Sanhedrin. Of each Shevet having a Sanhedrin?
No,
what are you referring to? One Shevet is Ezra, and the other one is Koyer. Whether it was Moses Shevet, or
Sefer
Shevet.
No.
That's a different halacha. That's the Gabe the Din of, because the Torah is Machalik, the Gabe the Din of Bar Alam Dovah in your Yechidim or Tzibor. So there it goes according to Rob. But over here, there's no Din of Yochid or Tzibor. There's just the Din of Yisroel. So if you have Amunah, Ein Shkina Shara Pochus Vim, Ein Shnei Alofim, Ein Shnei Rebav Eshar Yisroel. If you have 22,000, you can have Ashraz Hashkina already. That Ashraz Hashkina can also be Ashraz Hashkina of Kol Yisroel, in the sense that everybody, every element of Yisroel is there. Anyway, that's crazy to finish with me for. Which changes the whole equation. It's more a function of Yichusim than of population.
So why don't we have the Olam today? Because we're not using.
Yeah, you say that we only have Muhurah. You say, but there he's signing that we didn't have Muhurah. We had really for me each one of the Shvat.
How did he answer that Hillel?
That's how he answers it. That's one of his. That's his thing. That ain't nothing on him. That apparently in Hillel's days they were being made.
And if Rove was using the road here in 10 years from now,
he's not. It's again, you're bringing Rove. It's not, he says, not dependent on Rove. But it certainly can't stand the Muhurah.
There's no
right. So which is what Ezra did.
So
you did
clear DNA
test or I mean that's Elio Anomi. Basically Vobis Alponim. I mean that's it's not coming to pass all of it, but to be me honest. Did you say Kaddish Fish is a Yorkshire today?
No, it's fine. He said do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I was looking forward to a bottle or something.
Oh, yeah, no. Quite a way later. We can arrange that anyway. Yeah, we'll find an occasion. We have
a theme tomorrow.
Oh,
I mean, we're finishing tomorrow. I know we have a theme tomorrow, but we are finishing.
Maybe
we should have a theme, at least we're thinking maybe.
The
museum
of the
No.
Oh,
no, yeah, no.
everything.
Yeah, so the Naval, if I may, I missed the whole discussion. What he was waiting for. Yeah. Maybe he'll be able to listen to the Daz. But after all, the first 5-10 minutes doesn't make enough for me.
It's been fantastic, Mr. Solomon, to start your existence.
Not going to happen by now.
You wouldn't show up once.
He might show up, but the rest of us might have a problem.
I can't even get him to come davening on Shabbos. He's going to show up.
I'll
tonight.
And then nothing can be gained. What's the advantage of having a majority of Israel here? Hello.
I mean, if you learn, I don't know, if you learn that that bisman shekol yeshvera means kol yeshvera, and that you look at kulos, then maybe, you know, that's the only, but certainly that's not what Tosfos is saying. I'm not sure. Let's see if somebody said that, but that's the
one.
Would it be?
Did you make it?
What?
Take a look.
Why can't you say it's supposed to be a representation of every Shabbos, and if everyone's mixed? When you have a row, the probability is...
No, because the Gemara specifically says that mix doesn't help, even if you know you have everybody. Because it needs to be a din of nachal also. That's the problem.
I think that a minimum of course is something you can talk to for sure.
That's because of that's Alstuma, not Alstuma.
That's so much of the table.
That must be Alstuma.
The Lord is counted not by the ones who don't want to
count, but
the
ones who could. And there have to be more.
That's
true, but I think what you're thinking of is Lagabe. That the Gemara said that, but that's the Sugyin Huyas. That Sibur and Chutzlar doesn't count. That's not considered. That's not how we measure Rov. But that's the Nagia Korbanus, yes. But not Korban Pesach. As good as Nagia Korban Paralam Dover. But that the Gemara says the Farish. That was the market for that. That's Sibur and Chutzlar. It's not called Sibur, that's not called Kohol. Fine. Anyway, so let's see now, what are we going to do? What other possibility is there? Ask the Gemara, V'loi monu shmitim v'yoyvais. You're timing that there was no minion of a yoyval in terms of yoyval, meaning the halakas of yoyval, but only in terms of kiddur shmita. We're holding on that Lamed Gimel, five lines down. Ivak Siv. Here we have Yirmiyo telling everyone that Mikate Sheva Shanim Tishaku Yishatasev Ha'ivri Asher Yimachel Lecha. Now this doesn't make any sense because there's no din of Shiluach Havod in the seven, the Mikate Sheva Shanim. It says the Farish Mikate, what do you mean Mikate Sheva Shanim? Rotsiva Havod Har Shesh Shanim. What do you mean Mikate Sheva Shanim?
It says
Mikate Sheva Shanim. Omer Nakuba Yitzchak, it's got to be that the Navi is addressing two issues. In other words, he's taking into consideration Sheish, if it's Stama Mecher, but everybody is saying, well, their Eved is basically a Nirtza, so they should be Abadola Olam. So, okay, fine, another year until Yerevan. And if Yerevan is next year, you also have to let them go. Now, this is Bizman Yirmiyo, and he's talking about sending them out already. Supposedly, Yerevan was bought off with the Yitzhiya of the Shvatim at the time of Sancheiru. So what's he talking about? The Gomar Navi, and yet we see that he's saying, Omrim Nakuba Yitzhak Shesh Vashavah Avot, answers the Gemara, who betochochak seat. The Navi is giving them tochochak. He's saying, Hashalachtem. Did you send out the Avodim that you were supposed to send out? This was the bris you made. The Kate Shevashon. No? Did you keep your bris? No. And there, this is giving them basically the tzarchocha for the korban. So, well, what are you talking about? It says vayishvu vayishalchu. It says they heard what the Navi said and they were shaleach le'avonim. So obviously there was a din of Yoyevah. El Amr of Yochanan. In fact, Yoyevah was nohug indeed at the time of Yirmiyo. Why? Because Yirmiyo he is Ziran, the Yoshio ben Amon, Malachalayim. In fact, Yirmiyahu was a Magzir from the Aseres HaShvatim. So he was Magzir now. Those who had been Yotzei, and again, according to those who worked out for everyone, was Magzir representatives that he knew. Doesn't he have to be Magzir everyone? And we know that it was Yoshiyahu who was actually king on them. Wait a minute, well, this is like a, you're making a whole imaginary history out of a diakim. How can that be? Minol and Dahada, where do you see any remnants of such a thing? Now it's clear. Because already, it's still at the time of Yecheskel, Yecheskel's been mismabi on the Churban, so he says, Ki ha-mocher ala mimkar lo yashuv. Of course, lo yashuv. It's been generations lo yashuv that there's no din of Yerevon. He's being mabasa then, there's not going to be a din of Yerevon. What kind of funny thing is that? Every Yerevon bought of another mislabi ala shiv batel. What kind of devious is this? Ella, clearly, Melanesh of Zero on Yirmiyahu, and that's what Yirmiyahu was saying. The there's now a new din of Sheva Shanim, not Sheva Shanim, that you're not used to. And how do we know that it was Yoshiyahu? We know that Yoshiyahu Malach, Alayim, and he was going around being Mevayer of Eretz Kechavim. He comes to the Mizbeach in Shomron. And over there, he basically is Eker, all of the Avodah Zarah, and destroys the Mizbeach, which was Lamaisa, the Nevi'us, yet from before, that that's what was going to happen. Mashman, that it never happened, because already the Shvatim were Gola, and we never heard of Maisa, of anyone coming and being Mahapech, the Mizbeach in Shomron. And instead, what happens here? Vayomer lav anshei ha'ir, hakeva ish Elohim asher ba miyuda, vayikra tadvarim ha'eva asher asita ala mizbeach Beitel. So now, what happens over here? He's in Beitel. This was the Maisa of Ido. He said that these things were going to happen, and look at this—it happened. Now, the Maisa of Beitel is not supposed to be the place of Yoshiyahu, but well, chima tivosha Yoshiyahu beBeitel. But what's he doing there, Bechlal? Ella, it's got to be that Yoshiyahu was once again active politically and in power in Beitel. That's part of Shomron. That's part of Mamlekas.
The North.
Yeah, the North. Mati Vosho Yoshiyahu beBeitel. Ella Sheikh Ziran Yirmiyahu. After Yirmiyahu was Mazir, the Shvatim Yoshiyahu Malach Aleihem. And Renatul Yitzchak says, why was it given that Malchus Me'acha? Gam Yehuda Shat Katsir La B'Shuvish V'Sami. Katsir is a lush of Katsin. It's actually a Girsa out the great Katsir La Katsin. Because you have Nun and Resh that are Mitzchalev. Right? Rashi points out, we often call them Gufar Netzah and Gufar Retzah. So the Katsir, Shat Katsir, that Katsir is actually a remnant to a Katsin. In other words, there will be a chaos shat, Russian Shatia. So it will be a chaos of Yehuda when there is a shov shvus. That means that somebody will be a meshiv, the Aseres HaShvatim, and Yehuda will still be Melech Aleihem. That happened with Zman Yoshiyahu.
So not in Lasid
Lavo. And that's what Yirmiyahu was referring to when he was being Mechadish with the name of Yehuda. And therefore, and they were very happy apparently with this, when Yecheskel is being mislabed about the Churban. He says, and you should know that this whole new ticket of Yamemka Ela Mokar is not going to happen. Mokar Ela Memka is not going to happen anymore.
Does that work out time-wise?
I put it a little higher because it was very stuffy for me.
And I
mean,
there was some point naturally that Beit El was problematic. Sometimes it's like
the why is the Gemara taking for granted that this is Beit El that's under Shomron?
Your own minimum, I mean, those
are the
below.
Right,
it is, but the other time
it's Beit El. No, that's the saying, what's the raya necessarily that Beit El is al Shomron? Maybe this was already Beit El after it was mispach to, you know, to Yom Yud.
That's just a fact, my opinion.
Yeah.
No. It means that if next year is Yovel, so then there'll be Sheva Shanim. But get used to the idea that it's not forever. That's the point. Even if it's a near term. Now, what we have over here is a third halacha. First halacha we had was Steachuza. Second halacha we had was Batim in an Ori Choyma. How about a bayit in an ear which doesn't have a choyma, may have a choyma, but it doesn't have a choyma that satisfies the requirements of Batei Ori Choyma? So over there, the Torah says, Al Sdei Ha'aretz Yechashay, but Gulat Yelo. From there, as we'll see in the Gemara, we learn out that you have both advantages. If you sell a bayis in an open city, it has the best of batei arei chayma, meaning that you can be goyel it immediately, and it has the, you don't have to wait for 2 years, and it has the best of sedeis, meaning that it's chayze b'yoyel. Whereas a beit arei chayma, if you're not goyel it, it's kaput. So therefore, nigalim miyad b'choshrema sachedesh, it could be goyel it immediately and for 12 months, kibatim. And it also has the advantage of being able to buy back at any time prorated, and it will be yours to the oval if you don't buy it back. So it has both advantages. You'll notice that it's nonetheless the Mishnah insists on Yud Beis Chodesh. Mm-hmm. It's probably not just a borrowed terminology from Batei Arei Chayma, but there's a specific halacha in Yud Beis Chodesh. Namely, there's no Giron Kesef in Yud Beis Chodesh. Remember, that was the whole Mishnah. I raised it to Rivis, Veino Rivis, right? So in other words, Ein Achinami, the Mishnah certainly is not implying that you only have 12 months, but that afterwards it reverts to the halacha of 2 years, so you have an interim period of 12 months to change the girl, and that's ridiculous. You can be girl Miyad, you can certainly be girl 12 months later. So why does it give you only 12 months? In other words, after the first 12 months, the din of proration kicks in. But before that, there's no din of this being prorated. There's no din of being menakeh at all.
To buy
it back at the original price during the first 12 months.
And then throughout the year, but you can always buy it back.
But when you buy it back then, you have to deduct the usage. During the first 12 months, you don't have to deduct the usage. So that has both advantages.
That's
both. Turn
around, Bonner.
If it has a bit of a sodeh, so you would give it the same halacha, you would think. But you need a minimum of usage of 2 years.
That is a house. That is a house.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we don't say that because you could be going beyond. I'm just saying the Napkin is in terms of you, Ryan. The Rasha speaks this out openly, but in other words, you know, it's necessary in the mission. Son of Rabbonim, I'll stay Ha'aretz Yechashay. Yikishoakatu, Mistei Akuza. So the Torah is saying that a bias that is open is like a sodeh. Maste achuzi yotze biyovel ubigiraon kesef. Afkotei achatzirim yotzim biyovel ubigiraon kesef. Now you'll say, but if the Torah is compared to the stei achuzi, so then maste achuzi ina migelet b'pachot b'shtei shanim, afkotei achatzirim ina migalim b'pachot b'shtei shanim, in which case you should not have the ability to be girl miyan. Tamadomar, unnecessarily, gulat yelo. I mean, obviously gulat yelo. Must mean gulat yelo is mercy for gula, but even miyad, you have a gula. So now comes some words that don't make any sense at all. Nobody's going to ask us the definition of these words. So, oyil v'natatalem koach yafeh shebisadot, v'koach yafeh shebibatim, yochol lo yetzu biyogel. So now that they have the advantages of being both a soda and a bayit, so maybe they shouldn't be yotzu biyogel, which is a little bit weird. Why not? Okay, but we'll see in a moment what this means. Talmud Lomar, that's why it's necessary in the Pasuk to add Ubayovel Yetzeh, which Lechora is innate in the Aspeyorat Yechashev, because they're Yotzidio. My karma, what was that supposed to mean just now? Omer Abuna, I'll tell you, it's brilliant. Because really, Elon Yisrael Lamakish Bayis, what would be the din? If somebody is Magdish, a house that is the house from the Chatzir, someone else comes along and is Gaelet Miad Hegdish. Now, Pogaba Yevo, somebody else now buys it, and after he buys it, Bishamash Shniyah, the next year, somebody is. It's in someone's Rishus, son and Hegdish's Rishus. What's the deal? So you have to think to yourself, okay, is it a Steyakuzah? I mean, you said it's similar to Steyakuzah, Steyarat Yechashem. Well, if it's a Steyakuzah, then it has been a Steyakuzah. If it's a Batei Arachoma, it has been a Batei Arachoma. All right, so let's think about this. You know Batei Arachoma, that means, so like, what's the halacha of Batei Arachoma? I mean, we had 2 days ago, in such a circumstance. Some, remember that the Hegdish, it's not Yotze. But if somebody is Kedemi Ad Hegdish, what's the din? So we have a fantastic Kiddush over there. It's not Yotze to Hegdish, but it's Yotze to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're going to compare this to
the first year, and then afterwards it goes to the
no. Hegdish, no? No. In the case of a bias, so even though bias is not considered a Dorotav, remember, we said Hegdish doesn't have Dorotav, and therefore it can't be Yotze to Hegdish. On the other hand, it says Lakoneoto, which means whoever bought it, it doesn't matter who he bought it from. So if somebody buys it from Hegdish, the din is that it's Nechlat Lo, strangely enough, right? Okay, so if that's the din, you compared it over here also to Bayis, because you said that you're giving it both halachas, correct? So maybe it should have a din of being Yosei to the Lokeach. If you're comparing it to Steyakuza, so then the din is that it goes out to the Kohen. Right? So then the Steyakuza Midamitalei, the Kohen Nafka. Therefore, says Raguna, I need Bayova Yetse to tell me that Apal Pikain, it has a locha that's like neither, in a sense, because it would be Yotse back to the original owner, Bayova. So it's similar, therefore, to a new halacha. Now remember, it's sort of leaving up in the air. What would be the din if it wasn't Goyola Acher? What if he had just been Magdishit? He had just been Magdishit. So by the din of Batei Arichayma, it wasn't Yosef. He could be Goyola and Goyola Yoyola, Miyad Hegdish. But if it's Steyachuza, there was never Yotze, at least according to the way we passed him, there is no din of Yovel Shani, and it's Bishalak Lakayam. So why exactly did Ravun have to throw in the words, somebody else bought it? What would be an answer? Nobody else bought it. Why wouldn't we also need the Pasuk to tell me that it's Yotze the Yovel? Yotze Miyad Egdish. Yotze the Yovel? So it's not Kiddush, no? If it's compared to Steyachuza. Which is exactly what bothers Rav Zira. Matkiva Rav Zira. I understand what you're saying, sir. So if that's what it's coming to tell me, then my Ayre Galo Akher, Afil Lo Galo Akher. Why can't you just say, somebody is Magdish, a Bayis Borea Chatzerim, and I need the Pusik to tell me that it's Yotzei Riovel, Midei Hegdish. Mitzvah Mitzchalak Esotayanim, the way that it's Seyakuza would be Mitzchalak. What's going on? This is in order that there should be no Yitzhiya Midei Hegdish directly. This would be the only such case. We don't have a din of Yitzhiya the Hegdish without payment. Like this, if Galo Acher, the Acher's payment was the Yitzhiya Hegdish. So now that it goes back to Minyarvo, it's not going out of the Rishus of Hegdish without payment. Someone else took care of the payment. But we don't find a case which should be Yotzei Midei Hegdish without any payment to Hegdish. We don't. How do you know? Mi Ben Levi. Because look, what's the difference of a Ben Levi? We'll see later on. A Ben Levi Nimzi's Magdish can always be good. There's no din of losing a Steyachuza. Remember that all of the Arei Alevim had Sedot, Saviv the Arim, right? Machlokas Rashi and Rambam, whether it was 2,000 amas of sadas or 1,000 amas of sadas. But in any event, there's a good kilometer width of sadas around the field. Suppose he's Magdish at sada. So then, Bukhara, he has gula at all times, and it would be Yosef. So I make a kavachomer. Uma ben Levi shiyafek kocho b'mem karo. Ula kocho b'hegdesho. The din of a ben Levi is that he is always goyel, whether it's bati or rechayma, or whether it's a sada. There's no din of losing his stamina, no matter what.
Only
in Aray Levim. Only in Aray Levim, which we'll see later. But nonetheless, we're going to see later on that he has to pay back Hegdash. He can't just get it out of Hegdash. Mishnas HaYovel. He has to be paid. And whenever he's paid, even after Yovel, he can be paid. So Yisrael, Shuhura HaKocho B'Memkaro. And Yisrael does not have the Keach that the Ben Levi has to be Gael immediately when he's Meifet. Furthermore, does not have the Keach to be Gael his bias Achash Nemas of Chedesh, the way a Levi does. So, in a din, Shura Kocho Be'agdesho, he's going to be Magdish now. This, which is compared both to Sada and to Bati Arifema, so certainly he's not going to have more Keach than Ben Levi to be able to be Meifet Miyad Hegdesh Bishnas HaYeva. And how do we know that that's true by the Levium, that they have to be paid up from Hegdash? For us, we know the Tanya. V'yatza memkar. What is it, Pshat? V'yatza memkar. There it says, V'yatza memkar by the Irach Uzato. But why does it say memkar? The Lashon of memkar is whatever he sold. So, Shomayani, Afilu Abadav, Metatalav, Vishtarav, that the halacha over here of memkar is that there's a din of Levi if he sells it, a din of Levi of Yovel if he sells his car. This is Mimkar. Therefore comes along the Torah and says, no. Mimkar, buy it. That the Yirach was a Torah. It doesn't mean any Memkar. So then why does it say Memkar? You have some Memkar. Why? To tell me that Memkar is Yosef Afina. But Hedish is not Yosef Afina. Hedish is Yosef on the pigeon. Okay, so then we've proven that there's no halach of Yisrael without pigeon to have been Levi. Now I have a kal v'chaymer that that's true of Yisrael. So even though the Torah gives him the chaos that Yovel is not going to take it out of his hands, it also will not give it back into his hands until he pays for it. So basically he's goyal liyolam the way a Levi would be goyal liyolam if he was mad. Now this halacha of Ravuna is pligid revation. This is different. Ravuna is timing that if you go ahead and you magdish a bayit of Beta Chatzerim, that it goes back to the bayit in Yovel, correct? As long as somebody else was girlish. But this is not true according to Rabosha. Rabosha says, Hakol hayu bichlal v'natan hakesed v'kamla. You'll notice that the opening to the whole sugya of pidyon in this era is that whatever a person is magdish, he can buy back. Before it starts telling us the difference between a bayit and a sod and anything else, it says, Tanakas v'kamlo. V'kamlo means whoever buys anything from Hegdash keeps it. V'kamlo. Now, kishipiret hakatuv v'steyachuza v'aya ha-sadeh v'tetor v'yovel kodesh la'ashem. That comes to tell me there's a new halach of Seachusa. That it's doctor on a Sada. Sada who the Porakle. There's one thing that's not Kamlo. What's not Kamlo? A Seachusa. That's Yotze the Kohanim and doesn't remain in the Rishus of the buyer. Now obviously, a Stay Memkar, the original owner, wasn't the one who was Magdish. Memela, by definition, that's a Stay Memkar. Mamela, the one who is Magdish, didn't have the keyach to be Magdish more than he owns. So he only owns up to Yovel, he can't be Magdish more than up to Yovel. That's not what we're referring to over here. But in the case where somebody gives something that is his own to Hegdash, normally the buyer gets to keep it for Kamlo in perpetuity. Unless the Torah says specifically otherwise. Where did the Torah say otherwise? It said otherwise the Steyakuza. Only the case of Steyakuza. Okay, but nothing else. Avohana Shedakaime Kaime. Anything else is exactly the way it would have been without the halacha. So what does that mean? The kamlo. In other words, if you need to be motzi, there has to be a perish apostle that takes it out of the hands of the buyer and gives it back. There is no such pasuk by this Beit HaChatzirim. It's not a steyachuzah. Therefore, the Beit HaChatzirim, they're still included in the kamlo, which means that the buyer gets to keep it. According to Rav Huna, it would be yosef back to the original owner. So he's showing us, as we've gotten used to the idea that there's sort of a given. The given is something as yosef yovel from heaven. He's pointing out, Rav Moshe, there is no such given. On the contrary, the given is the kamlo, without yovel having any impact. It's a chiddush across, specifically by Dafka, Magdish Steyachuzah, that there is no Vekamlo. Since this is not a Steyachuzah, so there is a Vekamlo. That means that whoever buys it, Vekamlo. So it should stay in his Rishus. Therefore, he's Chelek on Rav Huna. So then why does the Pasuk say Bayovo Yetzei then? So what's it mean? According to Rav Moshe, there is no Bayovo Yetzei. Amrith Papa, that's a whole new halacha. That's a nitzchel lamocher by the bateach hatzrim of praga bo yovel b'shon ha-shmiya. Here we have the case. A guy sold his house. Comes along now, yovel. In the second year, so you think to yourself, okay, what is this? How do I treat it? Do I treat it like a steyachuzah? So the ma'am adam isawa. If they treat it like batei yorek ha'ima, so then the halacha would be that it would belong to the buyer, because they have to 12 months. If you're going to compare it to Steyakuza, interestingly enough, what's the din of a Steyakuza in the second year if Pagabo Yovel? Do you remember? Normally, if Pagabo Yovel, it's Yotze. But in the second year, since it says the Mispar Shnei Tavuos, the second year, Yovel can't be Mot, you have to be Mashlin. So I might think that there's a din of Hashlama of Batayori Chomachu because it compares itself to the Asanet. Hashlomah means you have to be marshal in the state of words.
You
have to wait until he gets another year of tours. So maybe you'll have to do that for the bias in the Chatzeris, because they're compared it to a Seder. Therefore, I need a Pasuk, to tell me that it's Yotze B'Yovel, even though it's a din of Shana Shmiya, and the comparison to Seder didn't mean to tell me that I need B'Mispar Shnei Tavuos. But, and this, of course, is a totally different meaning of the pasuk of Yovel Yetzei than Rav Huna had. Tanya Gavasi the Rav Huna, but you have to Rav Oshia Lamaisa. The Brisa says, like Rav Huna, that Yovel Yetzei is Yetzei Miad Hegdesh, even where someone was chained Miad Hegdesh, and not like Rav Oshia. Because it says in the Brisa like this, Amagnish Bayit, Bibotea Chatzirim, Areze Goel Miad, Vigoalolo Olam. So far, everybody agrees, it's a very uncontroversial statement. But here's the clincher. Galo acher miad hegdesh, if somebody else bought it from hegdesh, yigia yovel velo nigal, chozer lebali miyovel. It goes out of the Yad HaKoneh back to the original owner, which is exactly what Rav Huna said, was the usage of the vayetze vayovel yetze, and not like Rav Oshia b'zeir. The Elohim Bateach HaTzirim. What defines a bayit in a year of a chatzir? So that we should give it the advantage of Batei Orechayma that you can be nigal miyan. You have to have a minimum of shnei chatzirim shel shnei batim. And here, the truth is, even if such a city had been mukav choma miyamot Yehoshua ben Nun, it was still arranged to Batei HaChatzirim. It's too small. It doesn't have the din of a of three. It doesn't have the din of Batei HaChatzirim. Tanu Rabbonu. Mimashma sheneemar Batei HaChatzirim and any adeh she'en lehem choma. What was the pshat? The Torah says Batei HaChatzirim. Chatzir means it's open. So why do you have to say asher ein lehem choma? What is a chatzir? A chatzir is a little place in front of the yard, in front of the house, and obviously it's not surrounded by a tall chumah. They have a mechitza, but certainly doesn't have a koma.
You
could, but if you're calling it Batei HaChatzarim, you're saying that's all you have to worry about. It's a house with a chatzar, so where would I get the idea I need a wall? If it introduces the issue of a wall, which is irrelevant, because tell me it doesn't have a wall, why would the guest have a wall? What it's coming to tell me is, I'm defining for you, Asher Elam Koma. I'm telling you, if you see that wall, that's not a wall. So Asher Elam Koma is Kimi Asher Elam Koma Dami. It's telling me, look at that city, it's as if it has no wall, because it doesn't have the requisite size to be a Ir Koma. And here we finally get to see what's the mucker of the earlier din, of the shear that would make it a Batei Ari Chaima. Because here it says, Kama Batim, when it says Batei HaChatzarim, okay. Batei, Kama Batim, minimum of two, yeah? Shnei, okay. Chatzarim, Shnei. So you have over here Shnei Batim, Shnei Chatzarim. There you go. So Shnei Chatzarot or Shnei Batim. So there the Torah is saying, a city with two Chatzarot and two Batim, in lo koma, by definition. But if it had more, then yes, lo koma. So from here we learn out the din of the shear of Batei Ari Chaima.
Koma is an external wall. A chatzer is a private yard. Well, what does it do with the other?
Nothing at all. Other than to tell me what has a din of a koma, that a koma that is built around an observation tower is not called a koma. And if it's built around two chatzerot with two batim in each one, it's not called a koma, even though it's there.
But if it was a koma, it is an external koma.
You're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking with the eyes of a human being. The Torah is telling you that's not a koma. Don't make a mistake. It's not a halakhic koma. It surrounds something less than a minimum size. So wait a second. Why can't Batei HaChatzarim mean a bayit with a chatzar and another bayit with a chatzar? And then you have batim and chatzarim. And how do you know you need to have two batim in one chatzar and then two batim in another chatzar? Certainly you satisfy the requirement of batei with a total of two batim. So you can have one bayit with a chatzar in front of it, and another bayit with a chatzar. How do you know it's two batim in a chatzar? Because in tamei zorach min chatzarim. What do you have to say batei for? If you're going to, I mean, obviously, if it has to have chatzarim, then it's got at least two houses that have a yard. A house we have a yard. But keep tamei, maybe you'll say, well, man, well, maybe that's just a yard without a house. So maybe chatzarim would have been mashma chatzar below bayit. No, that's not called a chatzar. That's called a karpat. I mean, it's an enclosed space. But it's certainly a park. It's not called a chatzar. A chatzar has to be of a home. So if you stress both batim and chatzarim, it must be that you have a minimum of two batim in each one of these chatzarim. And therefore, it's batei chatzarim. Now, the shaila is this a halacha that is said about the property? Or is this a halacha that is said about a member of Shevet Levi, wherever his property is? Or is it said only when it meets both requirements? A Ben Levi has special rights in a city of Levi'im. But that same Ben Levi would not have rights outside of the city of Levi'im, if he were buying and selling property. And furthermore, a Yisrael who had been Yoresh a property in an Ir HaLevi would not have the rights that a Ben Levi has to be Goel Yoelam. To him it would be just another property. So that's what our Mishnah comes to address. Yisrael, Yorash Avi Imo Levi. Let's see.
Whoa.
I'm terribly
sorry.
Yisrael. Shiyarash avi imo levi eino goel keseder hazeh. A Ben Yisrael who inherits his grandfather through his mother, who was a Levi, and now he is the proud owner of a Levi. He has property in a Levi city. He is not goel with this Seder. Now, this doesn't make any sense. Not goel with what Seder? Mashma with the Seder above. We haven't discussed the Levi Seder. In the Gemara, we discussed the Levi Seder, but not in the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah's not going to be referring to the Gemara, is it? So, and you know, goel with the Seder as is, Mashma. The Mashma, the Gemara ends up forcing a change on this Mishnah. Then, you know, goel, Ella, the Seder as is. He's stuck with the dinim of Yisrael. Same thing would be true about a Levi who ends up owning non-Levi property. He was Yoresh, his grandmother, who was a Yisrael. He too, Eino Goel Keseder Hazeh, meaning Ela Keseder Hazeh. Because we've taken for granted that there's a Seder that we're referring to in terms of a Real of Yim, but the Mishnah hasn't discussed it. Shenemar ki bate orei halavim hi akuzatam. Achi a Levi v'orei halavim. You need two things. You need to be a Levi, and you need to be selling a property in an ear Levi. So says Rebbe. Now Lamaisa, this pasuk does not say that. Where does it say that in the pasuk? It says only orei halavim. It doesn't say anything about being a Levi. The Gemara is going to ask. The Mishnah seems to be bringing a raya from a pasuk that says not like it, and we'll see that something is missing here. The Chachamim say, "Ein advarim alolo amurim, ela be'orei alaviyim." The Chachamim argue, and they say the din of Geulas Elam is said on orei alaviyim. Yes, but not necessarily that the owner of the orei alaviyim has to adopt to be a Levi. But if Yisrael not, it doesn't say that. So in that case, Yisrael, who would be Yoresh, his grandfather, a Levi, then would be Goel to Levi. Now, I understand this about what you just said. Yisrael Shiyorash, you said, Eino Goel Keseder Hazeh. What do you mean? Ella, what? Not like this, but like what? Like what? Ella Keman. Keben Levi. Mashmaut is, well, he's not going to be stuck with being, like we said before, all of the dinim of Bati Arichayma and so on. But then the Mishnah continues on and says that he has to be both a Levi and a near Levi. So the Mishnah contradicts itself. First it says he's not going to be like Yisrael. And then it says, of course he has to be a Levi, otherwise he is going to be like Yisrael. Sorry, okay. So let's be Mitzakein the years. Ema. Eino Goel Ela Keseder Hazeh. In other words, even though you might think having purchased, inherited a city of a Levi, you can act like a Levi, you have to be a Levi. And also being an Orei Alevim, Divrei Rebbe. Now that pasuk that you brought, I mean, I see the pasuk says Orei Alevim, yes. Bishlema Orei Alevim. It says Kibbutzei Orei Alevim. Where do you see that you have to actually be a Levi? Ela Levi Minola. What? Because it says Asher Yigal Min Alevim. Why does it say Asher Yigal Min Alevim? That's coming to tell me that the din is said about actual Alevim, not Orei Alevim. That means you need both elements. And the Brisa goes through the limud from Asher Yigal. Tanya. Asher Yigal min Alevim. So that might mean, Matam Lomar, Yocho Levi Yisrael Yigal, Shazayafekocho Vizeholako. First of all, I might have thought that if a Levi is selling his property to Yisrael, there he gets rights to Gulas Eilam. But suppose he sells it to another Levi. So to another Levi, maybe it has a dinner, but the Arishayma goes to the purchase because it will remain in the Rishus of Shevet Levi. Because maybe the Torah is only makbid not to transfer Orei Aleviim from the Leviim, but from a particular Levi to another Levi, maybe he's treated the same way Yisrael would be treated in Batei Orei Choma. So Ava Levi me Levi lo, Shazeya Fekoko, Vizeya Fekoko over there. Both of them were given those special rights to Bati Ari Levim. Talmud Lomar. Therefore it says Min Halaviim. So even if you go on now from another Levi, has the same thing. Furthermore, Min Halaviim, notice, means Velo Kol Halaviim. That the Levi over here has to be a Levi Miyuchas. But not if he's a mamzer or if he's an Essene. So in other words, this din is said on Shevet Levi Hamayuchasi. Right, pure blood Levi, no mud bloods. Bekachamim omrim. אין דברים הללו אמורים אלא בערי הלוויים. אבל עד שלוי לא אמין. Yes, but they are Alevim. It has to be a city of a Levi. But the Diyuk that is Yigov in Alevim doesn't come to tell me that he has to be a Levi. It only comes to tell me that there's a din of Geula Levi from Levi, which is exactly the same as the Geula of Levi in Yisrael.
Then maybe
he's a Levi. If he is a Mamzer and a Sin.
Ben
Levi was a Mamzer. That's not. That's a, okay, in that case, I'll be the bathroom. So, what are we doing tomorrow? We're going to have a sleep tomorrow?